Hello, everybody hear me? Going to keep this short, simple, to the point. Because if I don't, I'm going to be up here for hours and hours giving you examples and reasons. I want to talk about Thanksgiving. More accurately, giving thanks. We just celebrated Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving may be a seasonal event, but giving thanks isn't. We should be giving thanks every day. Charles Dickens, the writer of A Christmas Carol, how ironic because of the season, once said we should set aside one day every year for complaining. But to counter that, he also said, we should be giving thanks the other 364. So, let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Old Testament for you rookies. 1 Chronicles 16, verses 7 through 12. Amen?
Amen. Sounds good.
On that day, David gave to Asaph and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exalt his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles, and the rulings he has given. Every Wednesday, I send out the prayer chain. And if you don't give it, please let me know and I'll add you to it. Goes out by email. And it's not just a list of things we pray for from God. It's also a list of things we praise for God from God. So it's not only a list of what we pray for, but it's a list of what we're thankful for. So back to our Chronicles, verse 13. You children, his servant of Israel, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen ones. To finish off the song of thanksgiving. This should not apply to just Israelites, but to everyone. So why do we need to give thanks? Go to Psalm 106. And if this doesn't answer that question, nothing else is gonna. Psalm 106. Verse 1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. At the very least, as Christians, that should be enough to give thanks for. So, when we say thank you, We're admitting that we need someone more powerful than us. We're admitting that what we are blessed to have, we didn't get on our own. Alex Haley. Anybody know who that is?
Roots.
Got it. He's the author of Roots. He has a picture in his office of a turtle on a fence post. Every time someone comes into an office, comes into his office and asks him about that picture, Alex says, it's a reminder that he didn't get there on his own. How many times have we seen professional athletes hit a home run, score a touchdown, get a goal, and then they make the sign of the cross or they point to the sky, or an actor include thanking God in their acceptance speech? They understood that they didn't do it alone. They were giving thanks to God. We need to be thankful daily. we sometimes take our blessings for granted. Sometimes. Think about it this way. We wonder, when we're hungry, what restaurant we're going to go to, while there's millions out there starving. We wonder what dress or suit we're going to wear, when there's people out there with all they've got is with the clothes on their back. We gripe when we have to get up and go to work, when people have no job to go to. We complain about our old car while many people have to walk everywhere they go. It is not that hard to say thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. So we go to Ephesians 5:20. For those who speak Dennis, if you fusions. Yeah. Ephesians 5, verse 20. And this pretty much boils it right down to the absolute basics. Give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't get more basic than that. Who here knows who Rudyard Kipling is? He's an English poet and author who lived from 1865 to 1936. And his most famous works include The Jungle Book, wow, the Disney story. Wow. Of course, most Disney stories weren't written by Walt Disney. So, Kipling's writings not only made him famous, but they made him rich. A newspaper reporter came up to him once and said, Mr. Kipling, somebody calculated that with all your writings, you're worth over $100 a word. One single word, over $100. So the reporter reached in his pocket, pulled out a $100 bill. Says, Mr. Kipling, give me one of your $100 words. Mr. Kipling looked at the $100 bill, looked at the reporter. I accept. Took that $100 bill, stuffed it in his pocket. What do you think his one $100 word was? What? Thanks. What are you most thankful for today? Your health, your job, your family, your church family. Before Jesus came to earth, mankind was contaminated with sin. Not that we still aren't, but Jesus stepped in, gave his life in our place. Jesus died in agony to save you and me. For this, we should be truly thankful. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Amen. Always thanking the Father, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. We truly should be grateful for the price Jesus paid. But sadly, some don't take Jesus seriously. Too many people today don't take Christ seriously. They don't take the cross seriously. And the cross should be cause enough to be thankful. So, let's skip on up to Hebrews chapter 9. Don't know who wrote it, but it's there. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. If that had been necessary, Christ would have had to die again and again, ever since the world began. But now, once for all time, he has appeared at the end of the age to remove sin by his own death as a sacrifice. Christ removed our sin by his sacrifice on the cross through his death. He made it possible for us to spend eternity in heaven. This should, mind you, cause us to appreciate what he did for us. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, greater we could and should be thankful for. In Luke chapter 17, when Jesus cleansed the 10 lepers, they all left. But one came back and said, "Thank you, Jesus." Jesus said, "Where are the other 9? That is like the story of a pig walking under an oak tree, eating the acorns, but not looking up to see where they were coming from. Too many times, we enjoy the blessings that God gives us and never acknowledging where they came from. Let's go to James chapter 1. Verse 17. James 1, verse 17. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the light in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Some people just don't want to show gratitude or say thank you. God expects us to thank him, but too many people just go on their way, never giving him a second thought. in our own lives, we should be grateful because Jesus forgave our sins, past, present, and future. He canceled our debt, a debt we can never repay. He tore up our list of sins, he forgave, and he forgot. So we go back to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. Thank God, His mercy and for his mercy and for forgiving our sins. Our sins were nailed to the cross. We should say thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, like I said before, there is nothing greater that we could and should be thankful for. Well, we have so many things to be thankful for. Go to Jeremiah 29. This will be the last verse reference. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And yes, he was a bullfrog, I know. Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and hope. Sometimes, all the time, we just need to thank Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for another day you have given us. We give thanks for the opportunity to come together to study your word. We give thanks for all the blessings you give us. I pray for all those who are suffering that you lay your healing power on them. I pray that everyone not forget that giving thanks is not a seasonal occurrence. I pray everyone give thanks for who you are, what you have done, and what is still to come. I pray all this in your precious name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I know, I wasn't quoting the verse, I was just referencing it.